This recording, Arkansas 22, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. There was it implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease. Which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some time to force trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying for so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Yeah, absolutely. So my Papa Jack and my dad built this like log cabin, which was really nice. It actually caught on fire a few years later after they built it. But while we were living there with my mom and my grandma, my grandpa, my father, and then like I'm the 7th child. We had one more. I have a baby brother. We would go out on the peach orchard and pick peaches. So we'd have to find the ripest ones, and since I was so young, I was unable to like cut up the peaches to sell and stuff, so I was a lot at the job of finding the ripest peach. So I would go out and some 5 acres and like 500 different trees and climb up to the very top and find just like the best smelling peach ever. It was just such a good memory and etched into my brain, and it would be like a dark purple with like a hardly any, you would just pinch it and it'd be so soft that it was like, oh my goodness. And like soft as in like soft to the pinch, but also soft because it had a little peach fuzz on it, you know? And so I can remember biting into it and like feeling the peach fuzz on your lips and stuff. So that's still a good like memory for me. But I remember I was like washing a straw one time after going out and picking peaches. And I was fascinated with just watching the water go through the straw out of the faucet, but I was using the hot water, and like my Papa Jack did not like that, and he like came over and swatted me so hard on the butt. It was like, he was like, "April Dawn," you know, when they use your middle name, you're like in trouble. And I was like, "You know what?" He's like, "Stop wasting the hot water," you know. It's like, "Okay, Papa Jack, I'm sorry." So that was a pretty good time working on the peach farm. One of the better memories that I have of my childhood. But yeah, like I said, I was too young to cut them up and stuff. So what can you do? But now I did watch them, how they cut, you know, even though I was not allowed to. And so to nowadays, I'm like, just rehearse that memory in my head of watching them cut it while I cut up things now. So inversely, it helped still, you know. So that's basically the story of me growing up on the peach orchard.